It is 6:21 as we begin the entertainment news segment. All right, late yesterday, an interesting but bizarre entertainment story broke. Tom Sizemore came out and said that he was basically instrumental in hooking up Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton at the time, and actress Elizabeth Hurley for a year-long affair. Well, now, if it had been anybody else other than Tom Sizemore that came out and said this, and if you're not exactly sure, who's Sizemore, who is that? He was in Saving Private Ryan, and he was in Heat. He's a fairly good actor, kind of a tough guy part that he usually plays, and unfortunately just hit the wall with drugs and alcohol and all kinds of stuff and just really destroyed his life. You know what I'm saying? He's not really a liable or a credible source. Well, he came out and made all kinds of statements, profanity-laden statements regarding all this. Well, immediately, the representative for Elizabeth Hurley denied the story, saying via Twitter, "Ludicrously silly stories about me and Bill Clinton, totally untrue. In the hands of my lawyers, yawn." So if it had been anybody else other than Sizemore that had come out with this story, I might have thought, well, that's interesting, and how much my respect for Elizabeth Hurley would have gone down. However, it turns out it is absolutely not true. And guess who claims that it's not true? Tom Sizemore himself. He came out and said, yeah, I said all these things, but no, none of it's true. So that was, for whatever reason, man, he just flamed up in the spotlight, and now he's back out. Okay, yes, our show is a Bieber-free zone, unless there's something new. And
you're talking about the Bieber charter flight here?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my gosh. This kid, again, now, and here's what's disturbing about the story. There's two things about this that really bother me. All right, as he was flying to the Super Bowl on his private Gulfstream 4, which, by the way, Gulfstream 4, wow, that's a nice plane. Gulfstream 4, the claim is that he and his dad were really abusive, verbally abusive, insulting, degrading to the flight staff. So much so that the stewardess, the attendant, had to stay up in the cockpit with the pilots because she had had enough of their verbal abuse. Not only this, but he had been smoking so much weed, he and his father and his entourage smoking so much pot in the plane that even though the pilots were in a locked, pressurized cabin, they had to put on masks, oxygen masks, to keep from getting a contact high while flying his plane. The flight attendant, and if you're a flight attendant and the term stewardess is insulting because it's not politically correct, get over it. But she said that they were so abusive.
They were going to treat her like an old-fashioned stewardess.
Well, she said, I won't go back there again, and I will never, never work another flight with these people on here. So not only is his dad just as much a dirtbag as Bieber is, the kid, but now, when they landed, the cops smelled weed on the plane, and they searched the plane all over. The drug dogs were alerting like crazy. They found nothing. They found no paraphernalia, no bags of weed, nothing. Nothing. Now, after the entourage, after Bieber had taken off, I think he went to Ontario, they searched the plane again and found empty baggies that did indicate marijuana, but nothing to prove that it belonged to Bieber or his crew.
You know what I hate? I hate that someone who is a celebrity gets to act so scummy.
Yeah, and outside of the law. Yeah. Well, he's doing it. He's outside of the law. But he's getting dinged now because of his trouble with the law here and in Canada. He has been put on the watch list for the FAA. which means no matter what plane he's flying, he's going to get rousted every time he touches down in the United States. If he comes from Canada or from anywhere else he travels, as soon as he touches down in the United States, he's going to get rousted by the FAA and the security.
Well, what I don't like is even leave the FAA out of it. If you were a very rich person but not a celebrity, you're a stockbroker and you're liquid, you're independently wealthy, and you're inappropriate on a private charter flight.
Yeah.
The pilot would come out and have a word with you.
Oh, yeah.
Say, buddy, I don't care how you are. We don't treat the flight crew that way. We're in flight, but Justin Bieber gets a pass. Well, you know, it's just him and his dad and everybody. That's where they are.
And here's what the problem is. The flight, it's not his private plane. It's a chartered aircraft. And so the company that owns the plane, the pilot is an employee, okay? If we had somebody that came into the studio that was a heavy hitter and was rude, I can't tell him to go pound sand. Well, I probably would, but I'd get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The pilot can't be abusive to the stockbroker you just mentioned or Bieber because that's a client of the company and it's not his place.
So then the company that owns the plane has got to say, you know,
we don't need you.
We don't want to know that our plane is being detained at Teterboro Airport and can't make its next scheduled thing
because of you.
Narc dogs are on board or whatever. Yeah. We can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and speaking of the narc dogs, update on the Philip Seymour Hoffman heroin arrests. One of the men arrested in the case was reportedly a saxophonist who had done session work for David Bowie, Mick Jagger, Blondie, Amy Winehouse, just to name a few. Allegations that Hoffman was in a rather controversial relationship with the man who found his body on Sunday. That's the newest development. As things develop, we'll let you know. That's your entertainment news, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Here comes Mr. Todd Starnes.